This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio review time at 7 after the hour. This is our overview from the world of talk radio as to the big items, the big stories, work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com anytime during the week and see what the big stories of this past week have been, top 10, and the people list as well. Joining me on the panel here, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington, and Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. So we have, we'll take advantage of Jennifer while she is available to us. First item on the list here is the testimony of Mr. Cohen. I thought it was a joke, frankly. I didn't think, who takes this guy seriously? A few people must be, but I don't see this guy anything more than a two-bit con man. That's my read on it, quick and to the point. Jen, how did you read it, and how do people react to how you talked about it on your local L.A. program?
Well, I think that there's a lot to pull from this testimony. First of all, you have to take it all with a grain of salt because he has serious credibility issues. He's going to prison because he is a known liar. And so,
he's a hustler.
And I think he actually, and a couple of members of the House of Representatives who are allies of the president, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, are also asking the DOJ to file perjury charges against him because he made some comments that go against documents that the DOJ has put forth, like whether or not he really wanted to work in the White House. There's some perjury charges that are being thrown around against Michael Cohen. But I think the only thing that we can really glean from this, other than a lot of hearsay, you have him talking about the president, saying he was a racist, a con man. Well, the question is then, Michael, why did you work for him for 12 years? Why did you want to continue to work for him until you got in trouble? So I think there's a lot of credibility issues with Michael Cohen. But what the Democrats are going to do is use all the names that he was throwing out, and he was throwing out a bunch of them about the president's inner circle to try to subpoena those people to get at the president. And he also, I think, kind of maybe tamped down, which is already being sort of tamped down, the Russia conspiracy collusion thing seems to really be kind of going down the drain for Democrats. But what isn't is that he did acknowledge he is working with the Southern District in New York on a couple of cases, obviously involving the president for probably business practices. Because keep in mind, Mueller is supposed to be looking at Russia, but the Southern District in New York can look at the entirety of Trump and his Trump as a businessman. So Michael Cohen seems to be assisting the Southern District in New York to try to go after Trump. Democrats were using him. He even said he was coached by Adam Schiff and that, of course, he was talking with Elijah Cummings, who headed up the committee that helped coordinate all of this public testimony. I think it's more of the same. I think people who are supporters of Trump are going to kind of dig in and say this is more of the witch hunt. And I think Democrats and critics of the president are going to say, oh, we told you there's more smoke and look at that. He's a racist, too. So I don't know if it really has accomplished anything. I don't think it really accomplished anybody's end goals, but certainly it's just more for the soap opera.
Well, it's accomplished a lot. It's made a lot of lawyers a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's helping set up each side.
But
for
Rich,
their...
Lanny Davis isn't working for money.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing is, it's all about the re-election. So everybody, the Democrats need you to believe that Trump is this thief and this liar and this Russian plant for them to win the election in 2020. And that's what this is all about. It's all about positioning, and it's all about getting some more bucks in my pocket.
Victoria?
Well, I think it accomplished a few things, obviously, for both sides. But really, in theory, this wasn't supposed to be about both sides. In reality, of course, it was. It showed me a couple of things. One thing was that, as usual, members of Congress weren't as well prepared to ask their questions as they should be.
Yeah.
I think in terms of Cohen's testimony, I'm sure that he was very careful this time because he knows he could face charges of perjury. You know, anything that he said this time was first of all, there were documents supporting some of the things he said. But when he said, for example, that he was in the room when Roger Stone was put on speakerphone after a call was put through by his secretary about the WikiLeaks dump, well, this is something that can be investigated. First of all, we can find out whether the secretary did put through a call on or about that date. And second of all, we can find out whether a call came through from Roger Stone on or about that date. So these are things that can actually checked. You don't have to rely on Michael Cohen's testimony. So that was interesting, I think.
Let me finish.
The other thing that I thought was actually quite interesting was that of the minor new members of the committee, Doug's favorite new member of Congress, Alexandria
AOC,
actually elicited new information with a fairly low-key line of questioning, with some good questions, unlike some of the other showboaters, when she asked some smart questions and managed to get new names out of Cohen that gave the Democrats the opportunity to do real follow-up interviews if they wanted to. I'm not saying whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm saying that she actually did some very sensible questioning, which right. I think to many people was a surprise.
Then she went out and had a hamburger after she'd taken apart the beef industry for ruining the air.
Let's go back to the Roger Stone comment. Okay, let's say Trump did get a phone call from Roger Stone, and it was sent through to the Oval Office by the secretary, and Cohen was standing there, and Stone did go, "Oh, there's going to be a WikiLeaks dump this week." And Trump did indeed say, "Great, cool." And then they hang up.
Unless you're the hacker. And I would also add to this, yeah, I agree with you. There's no criminality there.
Because Trump has denied knowing about it. That is one thing that's of interest.
Well, let's also remember that Julian Assange is being watched, and if Julian Assange talked to anybody, they already know about it. So I just feel like this wasn't a lot of new stuff. And also, you mentioned preparation, Victoria. One of the big areas of contention is that the Democrats strategically didn't release Michael Cohen's opening statement until 10 p.m. the day before the questioning, because they got away with the 24-hour rule. They gave them zero time to prepare to ask a question. So, you know, I agree with you. I take issue they were unprepared, but that was a Democratic strategy.
You know, what's funny, though, is I was watching it on CNN.
What Michael Cohen was all about. I think anybody who didn't know what Michael Cohen was all about was living on Mars.
I was watching the testimony on CNN, and Jennifer, it's interesting that you bring that. They didn't release the statement until 10 o'clock the night before, because CNN would put his statement up on the Chiron before it even came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Which, once again, tells me that CNN had plenty of prep time even before that 10 p.m.
They
stuff.
Asked him about that, actually, about the release. They said, "Why did John Dean have information for this on CNN?"
Well, then you got to think back to the Roger Stone, when they broke into his house and arrested him, CNN was there. How did they know? So CNN is totally a part of this whole investigation.
So what this all shows...
This is why we watch C-SPAN. We watch C-SPAN because it's just C-SPAN.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, all this is a bunch of bull crap. It doesn't speak to governing the country, organizing these agencies, getting the job done, spending the taxpayers' money in a responsible way. It just is the continuation of a ne'er-do-well soap opera that is causing other countries and other interests to gain ground in the international scene.
I think we all wanted to know whether there was any collusion or not, and I think we all know that there wasn't.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares whether there's any collusion?
I don't think we know one way or the other. We know that Michael Cohen doesn't necessarily know, but he wasn't involved with the 2016 campaign. I think there is interest, and I think the Democrats obviously are going to delve into this endlessly. It's going to get incredible.
Oh, no, they have to carry this to 2020.
There is interest in knowing whether there was influence by other foreign foreign interests on the Trump campaign, particularly financial. They're interested in possibly Saudi, Israeli, UAE, and other countries in addition to Russia. And that is something that they're going to look into and have hearings on. This is going to run. I mean, it's going to be like...
Meanwhile, Osama bin Laden's... Meanwhile, Osama bin Laden's kid is reestablishing the old family business, and who's watching him and what they're doing. Come on, wake up, America.
And we're making a deal with the Taliban, meanwhile.
Well, we made lots of deals for the Taliban. Remember the $75 million in cash delivered in a couple of suitcases to get them out of the way when we were in Afghanistan?
We're making a deal with the Taliban to walk away from Afghanistan right now.
Yeah. See you later, alligator. Let's talk about how well you slept last night. Did you wake up this morning feeling well, did you? Or are you feeling the aches and the pains of a bad mattress? If your mattress needs transformation, here is a great idea. Instead of buying a new mattress, how about we go to MyPillow.com and buy one of their mattress toppers? Great idea. Thanks, Doug, for coming up with a great idea. Oh, you're welcome. It has changed a lot of beds into much more comfortable ways to get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out their mattress topper. Just like many other things, they became well-known because of their pillows, for sure. But now they have mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, all kinds of fabulous ways for you to get better support at night, alleviate pressure points, control your body temperature. You'll wake up now, once you get the mattress topper, feeling much more refreshed. It's a removable cover. Wash it with frequency. Made here in America. 100% machine washable and dryable. 10-year warranty. 60-day money-back guarantee. So let's go to MyPillow.com and get your mattress topper today. Order your mattress topper. Get 30% off using the DJV code. And also, said 30% off, you get two free standard MyPillows with the order. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code. Sleep better with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, other things. I can start at number 10, give you a couple of reference points to the story list from Talkers Magazine on the charts. NBA, well, basically sports talk radio, what's going on with the baseball season getting underway. Who's signed, who hasn't signed?
Number nine.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of talk there, Richie, as a matter of fact. 21 after on the overview of the News Talk Roundup.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones, here on our review of the top 10 stories and people. I kind of bump around a little bit here. We were just making reference to what was happening. Some of these stories are more important than you can say, well, Doug, who decides what's more important? Well, talkers list them from 10 to 1. Having been on the radio for a number of years with exposure to what people think, it's not always an agreement. It's a list, not arbitrary. They listen around to stations, programs, hosts, and try to get a sense of what people are actually interested in and talking about. And certainly, once you get beyond the top three or four, it's a crapshoot. Except number eight, a focus on Benjamin Netanyahu and the fact that he was indicted this week by his own country. Is it political corruption? Is it industrial corruption? Because the problem, if you don't understand Israel, sort of the same there as it is here. Netanyahu has about the same rap with the people in
Israel. Is it a witch hunt?
Trump does here. Yeah, it is. It's a witch hunt. But the guy's, is he capable of doing what he's been charged with? Absolutely. I've been around the guy, interviewed him a couple of times. He reminds me, and I've said he went to Princeton, he reminds me of a New York Jew. That's not a negative. It's just that when you look at him running Israel, and you then sense what he's really culturally about, he's much more of a New York Jew than he is an Israeli Jew. And it's very interesting what influences there are in his life. But he's a strong hand, man. You don't get in the way of this guy. He is a tough, tough customer and takes no prisoners. So he may be indicted for all kinds of things. Is he going to go down? I wouldn't bet against the guy. I wouldn't spend a nickel betting against the guy.
One quick point? You're making a very interesting point there, because he projects himself as a world statesman, but really he is a scrapper. He's a local politician.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to start to see come out now.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't see that so much over here, but if you read the local Israeli papers, the English version ones, that's what you're going to see, because he's going to fight these that way.
He'd be a good mayor of Newark. He'd be an A. He would. He's very much, I'm telling you, he's cut out of that cloth. Anyway, next, this is the dumbest. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who is my neighbor here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where my farm is, and he also lives down in Jupiter in the wintertime. And he was telling me, I said, what do you think about this craft thing? And he said, dumb. Guy's dumb. Why? He said something to me about one of his friends who goes to three or four nights a week. He goes to, there are a couple of really swanky, is that an old word? Upscale, let's put it that way, upscale watering holes in Jupiter. And he says this guy goes home with two or three different 20-year-olds any night he wants to. So, I mean, that's about as sexist a comment as you can come up with. But why is Kraft spending $50 to go to a tug joint? It's mindless. And this guy is, I've always thought he was a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's
not very smart about this.
Apparently,
and he's got a fabulous girlfriend who's been with him.
It has nothing to do with that.
I guess it doesn't. But it ought to, but it doesn't. You're right. All right, so what do you think, Victoria, in 15 seconds?
I think that not enough attention is paid to the women and the terrible situation they're in.
Sex trafficking?
No, trafficking is horrid.
Yeah, right. But we say that, and then what's done about it? What's going to be done? You think these people that are leading the country now are going to pay any attention to that?
Nope.
28 after the hour on the countdown overview, whatever this is.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy our world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. Daniel Littman from Politico says this isn't the usual way to declare an emergency.
Most national emergencies are not about policy issues where the president has a defeat in Congress. They are about, say, a big storm in Alaska or, a hurricane in Florida.
The National Weather Service says a dozen tornadoes touched down in the southeast. In Alabama, Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the wreckage in his community followed a path several miles long and up to a quarter mile wide.
Priority, of course, is search and rescue at this time. That's been continuing since the moment the storm passed. We're continuing those efforts now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk Radio Review Time, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. And Rich McFadden from Radio America. We're discussing the stories, the top hits, if you will, according to Talkers Magazine, for the week of February the 25th until the 1st of March. Amazing. We're already into the third month of 2019. A lot of people talk about, wow, time flying. And then the focus on all these characters that want to run for president next year. Another presidential election. Pretty amazing. Comes on the heels of time passing. What's the old Latin expression? Tempus fugit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, look that up, folks. Go back to
Google it.
Catechism. Yes, Google it. All right, so speaking of that, I'm going to just speculate a little bit here on a thought that I had, and you both can talk about it. I know Victoria wants to, and I think there's some reason when we get to number five, the border situation, talking about what goes on here, but also what goes on borders with other countries, namely Pakistan and India this past week. The Democrats, though, let's get to that and who's running. My sense is, and I get this, I don't know why, Richie knows me very well. Victoria, you've known me for a long time, so you know kind of I have a what some people think is a kooky way of looking at stuff. Spiritual. Okay. Really? Am I telling you something you didn't know? Uh-huh.
Hmm.
The what came to me, all of these people that want the person who would be king, if you will, and all of these aspirants to the top job in the nation are all going to fall short. There's not enough support. There are too many of them, and there's not enough support for anyone. You don't see anybody coming to the surface. You can say, granted, it's early, but it really isn't that early. And so without any deliberation at all I saw in my mind was Joe Biden taking the oath of office on January the 20th, 2021. And I see Beto O'Rourke with him. I think those are the two people that can bring. And I think Trump doesn't.
Lord,
I think,
help us.
I don't think.
Is that
Trump,
a vision? Was
well,
that a vision you had?
Yeah, it is a vision. I don't see Richie. Trump is. There's too many darts being thrown. Whether he deserves it or he doesn't deserve it, whether he's doing a good job, there are too many interests that were for him.
Trump's
that are now
base
falling.
Is so locked in.
No, it's
him.
Not. And the farmers, everybody said the farmers are all with Trump. I will tell you as a farmer, the farmers are pissed off.
Let me tell you something.
At Trump.
When it comes to pulling that trigger, if you've got a Beto O'Rourke or a Bernie Sanders standing up there, they're going to vote
Biden,
for Trump, brother.
Biden will ameliorate that, Richie.
Biden would be the only one that's got a chance. But here's the problem, okay?
And I didn't say Beto O'Rourke is running for president. I say he is in the vice presidential slot or somebody like him.
The Democrats need to figure out who they are. Are they socialists? Are they center-left? Are they liberals?
Well, they can't be and win.
They are all over the place. So their base is just so fractured right now. They need to get that in line. And if they decided, if Biden were like an early kind of like take the lead on the Democrats thing, and everybody kind of started to hone in on Biden, then I'd go, okay, now they have a chance. But if you start pulling a Bernie or a Beto or Kamala Harris, it's over.
Yeah.
Trump wins all the way.
Yeah. But I think this country will not like another 4 years of him, frankly, in the main, unless he changes his tune somewhat.
He can't.
I mean,
he doesn't know how, but he could win by default.
Yeah,
he could win by default.
Yeah.
No, I agree with Richie entirely. The Democrats are fractured. They are running like a herd of cats again, like they did before, only this time they don't have a disastrous candidate like they did last time. But they might. They could have a disastrous candidate. We don't know. They've got so many, latest I know of is being Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, like they need another one, I don't know, like a cat falling from heaven.
The mayor of South Bend.
The environmental candidate. He's the environmental candidate.
Like another environment, like the environmental candidate, like the sugar-free candidate, like the, I don't know, it's unbelievable. But Rich is absolutely right. But, I mean, I think Trump's base is 30%, and then you've got this extra 10%, taking him up to maybe 40, 42, 43, which I think fluctuates. And he could get that, or he could not get that. And that does depend on the Democrats' candidate. And that's where it's very tricky for them. They have these several tiers of debates, like a wedding cake. It's going to be ridiculous. And so, you know, who you get to win that primary does depend on who votes in the primary. And if you get hard left people voting, you're going to get that kind of a candidate.
And then you lose.
The Democratic Party is not a socialist party, despite that is how the Republicans want to tag them, and they may do that successfully.
They have a lot of noisemakers, Bernie being one.
You've got Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, AOC,
Warren.
The socialist candidates they have up there.
Yeah, no, you could have that kind of a candidate, and then you're going to have Democratic voters and independent leaning Democratic voters scratching their heads and going, I would have voted
honestly,
for Biden, but I don't know.
Are we so divided? Is there a mainstream anymore or not? I don't get.
Yes,
I understand.
Is.
Well, so how does Bernie Sanders then even take shape, especially?
Because 22-year-olds are $100,000 in debt from college. That's how.
Yeah, okay.
Because the government decided to back all of the student loans, and then the colleges run amok with the cost of college because they know it's guaranteed money. That's how we got into this mess. That's why AOC is so popular. That's why she's a superstar. That's why Bernie's a superstar. Because our government guaranteed every single college loan, and then it just exploded.
There you go. It really is. It's an amazing time.
And also, young aspiring voters do not feel that their concerns are listened to by politicians.
Listen, but politicians don't listen to anybody other than the people that pay them to be there through their campaign contributions. That's what they listen to.
Well,
unless it's a groundswell of noise.
Vote this time too. Sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. All right.
I just want you young socialists to do me a favor, okay? You know, I know that you feel like Bernie feels your pain and really kind of identifies with your struggles, but I want you to go knock on his front door and see if his security guard will let you into one of his four houses and sit down and have a conversation with him on his $2,000 couch and see if you guys are really, really connected.
All right. Okay, food for thought. We continue. Next week is Endometriosis Awareness Week. Ah, there we go. Did you know up to one half of women with endometriosis will have difficulty getting pregnant? Listen up. Time to learn the facts.
Did you know that endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and girls in America? I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and Board Chair of Women in Government. This March is National Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a chronic disease that causes severe pain during and between periods. Sadly, women can suffer for up to 6 to 10 years before being diagnosed. Talk to your doctor if you're suffering from pelvic pain that interferes with your life. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrant Dodge Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, let's move to the discussion of the walls. The emergency declaration was probably isn't going to happen, but we all say, you know, there are examples of countries that don't get along. This, all of this does, for me anyway, is bring me back to John Lennon's song, Imagine. Sing that if you know the song, and imagine what life would be like if there were no borders. We still wouldn't get along with each other because we don't seem to get along. Even people who are Americans don't get along with other Americans. There's always a reason, somehow or other, in our psyche, we want to be better than, different than, whatever, however. whoever. The Pakistanis shot down Indian warplanes. They describe them as warplanes flying over their border. There are all of these sorts of mistakes. This is a very naive area of the world, and how they both got nuclear bombs is beyond how the world community let the two of them develop nuclear weapons is beyond imagination. But anyway, is there a nuance to this, Victoria?
Yeah, and it started because a Pakistani group launched a strike and killed a bunch of Indians, and so and then the Indian military responded, the Indian Air Force, and there may have. And what may have gone wrong with that is very interesting. There is some talk that what might have happened with the Indian response, some reports suggest that Indian aircraft intended to fire from the Indian side of the border, but wind forced them into Pakistani territory. And that's the kind of unintended element of escalation that introduces new risk. And I mention that because risk is what this is all about. Because they went into Pakistani territory, one of the Indian pilots was shot down and has been captured and is likely to be released this weekend. But that has escalated everything. And both leaders, the leader of Pakistan, the newly elected leader of Pakistan, former cricketing star Imran Khan, a brilliant cricketer, by the way, and the Indian Prime Minister Modi are both well aware of the stakes, and they don't want to escalate them. But they know that anything could go wrong, and they have had escalation since they both achieved independence from Britain, 50, 60 years ago. And any misstep could happen. And Pakistan has a huge military budget. One of the reasons is so that it can face aggression from India. And the only reason the public supports the military budget is to take care of situations like this. It's very tricky.
Yeah.
What is India and Pakistan's beef with each other?
Religion
and
territory.
Yeah. All the great wars of the world fought over religious differences.
By the way, this is the only radio show where you ever hear the term brilliant cricketer today.
Yes.
Remember that.
Right.
Okay.
Number 10 on the people list this week. Quick review of the 10 names on the people list from Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu's at 10. Robert Kraft is 9. Kamala Harris and the rest of the characters from the Socialist Party at number 8. Nancy Pelosi is 7. Roger Stone is 6. Man, what a zero that guy is. AOC is 5, another zero. Robert Mueller is 4. Kim Jong-un. We haven't really talked about the summit because it didn't amount to much, right? I mean, look, think about it. We had a nice ride over to Vietnam.
Trump should have taken Dennis Rodman with him.
B-roll.
That's what he needs.
So where do we go? Where is little fatty on what's going on under the circumstances?
Kim Jong Ding Dong?
Yeah.
He wants the all of the rules let off. He wants a little bit of freedom to spend and make some money before he sits down at the table. Ain't happening. No.
No. Nothing's happening. No, nothing.
So he's going to continue to continue with his various facilities and continue to enrich and continue to refine.
Do you know that?
And continue to be viewed more and more as an international power player.
You know they're making deals out in the middle of the ocean with Russians. Like, they have ships meeting Russian ships out in the middle of the ocean to get oil.
That's how
they're bypassing some of these restrictions.
Help yourself. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. Doug Steffen on the air on the talk radio with you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now 53 after the hour, and we are going to learn about the top five stories this past week in the world of technology from Victoria Keelan, who's here. We'll go from five to one, so I guess that means the first focus is on that story from the wonderful folks at American Airlines who are watching everything you do when you're sitting in one of their seats.
Well, they claim that they're not doing that, but yes, a lot of passengers are concerned about that. Cameras pointed at passengers have been noticed on in the in-flight entertainment systems used by some of the American Airlines flights, also Singapore Airlines, but obviously American Airlines is more relevant to our audience. So both airlines have confirmed that the cameras do exist, but they say that they were included by the manufacturers and that they have not been activated. Both airlines have confirmed that they have no plans to use the cameras, but passengers are pointing out, well, if you're not going to use those cameras, then why don't you cover them up? You can easily cover them up with tape. You could, you know, they retrofit something to so that the lens isn't aimed right at the passengers. And again, from a security standpoint, anytime there's a camera, it can be hacked. Even if it's not activated, that camera can be hacked. And so this raises a lot of privacy issues and the negligence really on the part of American Airlines. They knew these cameras were there and they just ignored it. And right. In today's world where it's a hack a day, basically, that's probably a conservative estimate. We've had a major hack almost every day. And so to have something like that sitting there that's so vulnerable and people are putting it on social media, which just brings it to the attention of hackers, American Airlines is going to have to do something more than just saying, oh, don't worry, the cameras aren't turned on.
Well, what it is my comment on American Airlines that I fly pretty much all the time. The fellow who's the chairman and CEO is a guy named Doug Parker, who's a money-grubbing, really bad corporate example of how greed takes over. You know, those when you get on a plane and they play you the introductory, get ready to take off, and we're going for great and all that other garbage. It just isn't every time you turn around, there's something else in America that makes you wonder how do these guys in a world of trying to service people. It's not a service organization. It's a company that puts you last in their priority. So this is a perfect example of what they do, as far as I'm concerned, Victoria. Next, number four, focus on Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung has been buzzed about for the last probably 2 weeks since they've announced their new Galaxy S10 model and the Galaxy Watch. Now, the newest version of the Galaxy Watch will be able to measure blood pressure. Now, on the opposite side, iPhone and Samsung Galaxy, they're the two biggest competitors with each other. The Apple iPhone Watch, or the Apple Watch, I should say, that has an ECG meter in it for an echocardiogram, and now Samsung they're hitting back with the blood pressure meter. And so we'll see how relevant this ends up being for both of these watches, both of these companies. We'll see how doctors really respond to it. But the point of it is to have consumers have more control over their own health, and it all gets logged into the app for the data. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's being a lot of buzz right now, but we'll see in the long term, we'll see how well it goes.
Number three, YouTube in the focus.
YouTube's had a bad couple of weeks. YouTube has now removed ads from videos that are promoting the anti-vaccination content. They've also now disabled comments on all the kids' videos so that child predators can't get into the comments and lure children in. It's YouTube's got a big crisis on their hands right now. So they're literally in crisis mode as we speak right now.
Aren't they an arm of Facebook?
YouTube is owned. Alphabet, I believe, owns YouTube
Google.
And Google. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number two, there are new rules for those of you who have your lithium batteries for your devices. What do you do when you fly?
Yeah, so the Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration are banning people from storing lithium-ion batteries as cargo. And so now if you order any of these types of batteries through the mail or on Amazon, you're going to notice that they show up with no more than 30% of a charge because they're exploding in the air. And so this is a real serious risk. So it's going to change the way that we fly eventually. Right now there are no major changes, but we can definitely see that coming down the road.
This number one story is not a problem, but it's become a problem for Amazon. Will you explain, please?
Yes, Amazon has been dealing with fake reviews. These are essentially paid reviews that are five stars that keep certain products at the top of the list. And one company has been basically shut down now. They've been promoting a bogus weight loss pill, Garcinia Cambogia. So just be very careful if you're on Amazon. The product is dangerous, and the reviews are
fake.
Stay
away from it. Yep, stay away from it. That's health news and the news from the world of technology combo here. It's 59 past the hour. Thanks, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.